Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer with SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Jeff Bowles, a senior analyst and director of validation services for the Tanasia Group, a storage industry research and consulting firm. We're discussing cloud-based file storage systems. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me. I want to add that your timing for this podcast is just great. Tanasia Group has just released an emerging market forecast report for products that provide cloud storage, and this area of file storage is one of the top fastest growing segments of all the technologies out there providing cloud storage.
So is the cloud a viable alternative for file storage?
Yeah, you bet. There are a couple of things about cloud storage to make it really cool and particularly good for file storage. Obviously, there are some benefits in this pay-as-you-go storage instead of having to buy big expensive iron and repeatedly replace your storage just to store a lot of the data that's out there, no matter what that data is. And when you add management operational overhead to the cost of that storage, even the cheapest storage you can get is still pretty expensive. A multi-tenant infrastructure that operates at massive scale and where you only pay for what you use can be pretty disruptive from a cost perspective. But beyond pure costs, storing data in the cloud is pretty interesting because it gives you some more versatile access to data and can elevate protection way beyond what you might be able to do with your own data centers. Consequently, the cloud has gained quite a bit of traction. There are a couple of places where it is gaining traction in the biggest way. Deep archive, for instance, around file data, backup, data storage behind web applications. At the same time, we have a ton of vendors innovating and trying to make cloud storage more accessible by making it look like traditional storage in the data center. We call the products that do this gateways. The list includes folks like Certus, Cetera, TwinStrata, and others, and even one cloud storage provider, Nervonix, that provides their own gateway. The products from those vendors make cloud storage look just like iSCSI or NAS storage that sits in your data center today and can give you an easy on-ramp for getting your data into the cloud and making use of the cloud even the same way you're using your storage in your data center today.
What types of environments work well with cloud-based file storage and which do not?
Obviously, cloud storage is still at the remote end of a wire, and consequently, there aren't too many folks arguing that it is a perfect place for those I/O-intensive workloads like boot images or databases, for instance. Some of the new gateway vendors are doing quite a bit to take that latency out of the picture, but that doesn't mean that you can go out and replace your Symmetrix or VMAX with a cloud gateway today. Consequently, the best uses of these technologies are for relatively inactive data that consumes lots of space. This includes longer-term backups, deep file archives, and lower priority files. Now, you'd think with something like backup that the cloud wouldn't necessarily be the best place. After all, there's a tremendous amount of data to transfer, and when you need it back, you better have it back right that second, right? But there are a couple of vendors who are both caching and optimizing the cloud connection so that recent data is local and cloud stored data is highly optimized so there is less data transfer involved. Riverbed and Certus are both doing this. In other cases, backup vendors like Symantec or Commvault are integrating the cloud as a tier to which data is migrated during a data protection lifecycle. You can still keep your most recent stuff on site, but move old stuff to the cloud or create copies into the cloud for DR. There's obviously lots of benefit to these technologies, and they warrant consideration for anyone making changes in their data protection infrastructures. All of this innovation is helping the cloud work well for some really interesting use cases. It's not ready for primary storage. It's not going to be your primary storage solution in your data centers.
Are there features cloud storage services offer that you can't get with local file storage systems?
I've mentioned a couple of items like this idea of data access from anywhere, which is great for follow-the-sun enterprises and such. But I think one of the biggest things that you get from cloud storage versus, you know, local file storage is extreme data protection. If you look at most of the providers out there today, you're talking about multi-site replication of data, often with at least three copies. Such replication is also built on top of a foundation designed for data integrity. Just think about it. The issues that arise with data integrity at extreme scale are totally different than what you may be capable of in your data center, and the things that providers have done to protect themselves against those issues may mean you can find your best data integrity in the cloud. For instance, the set of systems guys, ZETTA, like to tout the fact that they do all kinds of per-file checksumming, periodic data reading, rewriting, and more to protect against things like read write holes or just gradually deteriorating disk media. For the customer, what you get is this multi-site data protection with extreme data integrity, and all of that is delivered on top of the provider being off-site from your facility to begin with. When you add that to the low pay-as-you-go cost and the ease of use associated with things like extreme instantaneous scalability, that deep data protection can multiply the value you get from storing data in the cloud. Why? Because once you have data out in the cloud, you can often stop worrying about backing it up or protecting it.
What type of back-end infrastructure should storage administrators concerned about performance and reliability look for?
Yeah, Todd, that's a great question, and it's a Pretty tricky question to ask today. In reality, it is almost impossible to do thorough due diligence on cloud infrastructures. Most of the vendors out there consider much of their technology to be kind of secret sauce behind the scenes. In many cases, they are such a large multi-tenant organization to begin with that you just can't get those types of answers from the vendor. Imagine trying to do due diligence on Amazon's S3 storage while going through their self-service portal, right? The cloud needs to be treated like a service provider relationship in the traditional sense. Look for the characteristics you expect from a system or business you're going to interface with. Demand an established reputation and realize there may be a premium there worth paying for. Look for third-party opinions and expect to operate on a foundation of contracts and SLAs. With a reputable provider, those SLAs are ultimately going to be your real insight into what they themselves think is possible and typical. Now, that being said, you should look to your provider to be able to have real conversations or provide publicly available details about what they do in the back end when it comes to protecting your data against bit rot, against catastrophic site loss, against connection outages, and more. You know, they'll provide some detail, and the depth of those answers there will shed some light on the technical capabilities that exist and how they're differentiated between providers.
Thank you, Jeff. That's a lot of great information. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us today.
Thanks for having me, and you bet, anytime. Once again, for your listeners, I'll mention that Tenasia Group has just done an emerging market forecast on this market, talking about the way we see the different technologies evolving and how they'll grow over the next 4 to 5 years. That report's available on our website.
And thank you for listening to the SearchStorage.com podcast. To find more podcasts, webcasts, and reports in the SearchStorage.com Storage Technology Research Library, go to searchstorage.bitpipe.com.